You're listening to the Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
My name is Imani.
And my name is Grant. And today we're going to be talking about cause and effect. This is the first part of a two-part series. You will now hear a reading of a small text. To check your understanding, I'll ask the following question. How many plant samples were found in the Siberian squirrel burrow?
A team of Russian scientists recently grew a narrow-leafed campion plant from tissue that was nearly 32,000 years old, provoking significant attention from plant biologists. The origin of the ancient plant material was a squirrel burrow in Siberia, and the surprising viability of the tissue was largely determined by the permanently frozen environment of the burrow. The scientists first tried to germinate the plant seeds. The failure of this process triggered an attempt to clone tissue from the plant's fruit instead, which grew successfully. Seeds and fruits from the narrow-leafed campion plant account for a large percentage of the nearly 600,000 plant samples found in the Siberian squirrel burrow, but numerous other plants in the burrow could possibly grow in the lab with positive outcomes. The scientists' research will have a considerable influence on future experiments to grow ancient plants. This line of research will have many important consequences, including the possibility that we may one day be able to grow new plants from long-extinct species.
The first word we want to discuss is a verb, to determine. The dictionary definition of this word is to discover the facts about something or to calculate something exactly. Imani, do you have maybe some examples of how this word is actually used?
Sure. You could use this word in sentences like, an inquiry was set up to determine the cause of the accident, or the economic performance of the world's six major economies will largely determine growth patterns for the world over the next 20 years.
Do you maybe have another example for us, just to kind of tie things up?
Sure. You could say something like, upbringing plays an important part in determining a person's character. So here, determining really means to cause. So again, that's to determine. The second word is influence, which could be used as both a noun and a verb, but here we're focusing on its sense as a noun. It is the effect that somebody or something has on the way that a person thinks or behaves, or the way that something works or develops.
Imani, let me maybe step in here and give an example of how this word is used as a noun. I'll read the following example we have here. The cultural geography of the Sunni and the Shia has a considerable influence on the political geography of Iraq.
Another example using influence, you could say, peers often exert a more powerful influence on decisions and actions than either parents or other authority figures. And again, here, influence means to have an effect on something.
And that word was influence as a noun. Our next word is to provoke, meaning to cause a particular reaction or have a particular effect.
So as an example, you might say dairy products may provoke allergic reactions in some people.
The dynamics of the group situation may provoke or reinforce aggressive behavior. Do you maybe see some sort of negative connotation with the word to provoke? Is it good to provoke things?
I think usually provoke is used in a negative way. So, you know, informally people might say, don't provoke me, meaning, you know, don't kind of make me mad, or
right.
don't cause me to be angry at you.
Right. So usually just with a negative connotation.
So again, that's to provoke. Number four is to trigger. A trigger is something that is the cause of a particular reaction or development, particularly a bad one.
Let me go ahead here and give an example. Intense sunlight may trigger skin cancer.
Another example is, in the global economy, energy shortages might trigger massive socioeconomic disruption.
I think maybe one thing I would say about trigger as opposed to provoke is that with provoke, there's a lot more action.
Yeah, I think that's a great explanation. I think of a trigger as more like a domino effect.
Good word, domino effect. Again, that was to trigger. Our next word is to account for something. This means to be the explanation or cause of something.
As an example, you might say, researchers in the future should determine if the effects described in the article account for our findings. or these two factors account for 55.6% of the total variance.
I think that this word is very similar to our first word, to determine. This word is a very close synonym to determine. I'll go ahead and just read one final example here using this word. The North accounted for 32% of the world's population in 1900, but 25% in 1970, and about 18% in 2000. By 2050, it will likely account for just 10%.
Again, that's to account for. Number 6 is consequence. A consequence is a result of something that has happened.
Let me just give this example here. This decision could have serious consequences for the industry. One more example for you. After the president's statements, there were some very painful consequences for us. You could also use consequence in the following phrase, in consequence of something.
And this just means as a result. So you could say, in consequence of the vast imbalance between genders, coefficients were calculated independently for women and for men. Again, that's consequence.
The origin of is our next word. This is the point from which something starts, or the cause of something.
So you might say, most coughs are viral in origin, or evidence for a developmental origin of health and disease could be partly the result of greater exposure to oxidants.
When I think of the word origin, I think of it being the opposite of consequences, maybe. Does that sound like I'm on the right track here?
Sure. Or for those of you who remember algebra, you could think of the origin as the point where the X, Y, and Z axes cross. So it's sort of the place where your whole graph begins.
Certainly, that's a very good usage of the word origin.
Again, that's the origin. And our final word is outcome. And the outcome is the result or effect of an action or event.
Here's a quick example for you. Four possible outcomes have been identified. One more quick one for you. Reluctantly accepting such a de facto partition would be a profoundly disappointing outcome to the United States' 10-year Afghan investment. Now, when I see the word outcome, I think of it the same way as I think of consequence, which was one of our previous words. Do you think there's a difference here between the two words?
I would say that the outcome is more like the ultimate result. So there could be many consequences along the way, but I think of the outcome as sort of the entire end situation that you end up with.
I would agree with you here. Maybe from another standpoint, sometimes I think of consequences as being a more formal way to say outcome. Again, this word is outcome.
Now Grant will read the text again, slower.
A team of Russian scientists recently grew a narrow-leafed campion plant from tissue that was nearly 32,000 years old, provoking significant attention from plant biologists. The origin of the ancient plant material was a squirrel burrow in Siberia, and the surprising viability of the tissue was largely determined by the permanently frozen environment of the burrow. The scientists first tried to germinate the plant's seeds. The failure of this process triggered an attempt to clone tissue from the plant's fruit instead, which grew successfully. Seeds and fruits from the narrow-leafed campion plant account for a large percentage of the nearly 600,000 plant samples found in the Siberian squirrel burrow. But numerous other plants in the burrow could possibly grow in the lab with positive outcomes. The scientists' research will have a considerable influence on future experiments to grow ancient plants. This line of research will have many important consequences, including the possibility that we may one day be able to grow new plants from long extinct species.
Now you'll hear all of our vocabulary words one by one.
To determine.
Influence.
To provoke.
To trigger.
To account for something.
Consequence.
The origin of.
Outcome. As a final quiz for you, here is some questions about ways that you can use our vocabulary words. What nouns could you use to describe the result of some action? Outcome or consequence?
What verb would you use to describe a cause-effect relationship with a negative outcome? To provoke. What about with a neutral outcome? To determine.
Other than provoke, what verb could you use to describe something that causes a negative result? To trigger.
Thank you for listening to Academic Writing Podcasts,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. You can see the texts of today's vocabulary and other resources on our website at academics.hse.ru/podcasts.
This was Grant
and Imani.
Thank you for listening.